Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, you can make it back to back to back to back to back winning days in the podcast. Boy, oh boy, that's fun to count them up. That's five straight winning days. So let's recap the winning card for Wednesday. The NBA was kind to me. I had the Miami Heat plus the 14.5 at Boston. I didn't need the points. I should have just played the money line there. The Heat get the job done, and I cashed the ticket. I had Oklahoma City minus the 7.5 against New Orleans. The Thunder got off to a great start. Then they hung on the rest of the way. They coast to the victory. They cashed the ticket for me at the minus 7.5. Major League Baseball, it was a so-so day with the Nerfies. I go 2-2, losing the juice there. I back Kyle Gibson in the opener. I always fade Kyle Gibson. He actually pitched well, but he gave up a one spot in the top of the first. It was 1-0 after five, but unfortunately for me, one will do you in with the Nerfy, so I lose the ticket on the D-backs and the Cardinals. I do cash in the Mets and the Giants. They didn't score a run in the first inning. I cash in the White Sox and the Twins. They didn't score a run in the first inning. Then I get burned between the Mariners and the Rangers. Seattle put up a one spot on the top of the first to do me in, so I lose that ticket. But you add it all together, I go 4-2 on the day. I turned profit, and I also had a great day in the newsletter, so I'm a happy camper tonight as we try to ride some momentum in to Thursday. So let's get to the card for Thursday, and we start in the NBA. You can give me the 0-2 teams at home. You know I love to flip that script, and I'll continue to do so. Game number one, I'm on the Orlando Magic, minus the 1.5 against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Game number two, give me the Philadelphia 76ers, minus the 4.5 against the New York Knicks. Game number three, I'll take the LA Lakers, plus the 1 against the Denver Nuggets. So that's the NBA for me. Next up on the card, we got a Major League Baseball, and we start with a pair of Nerfies. Nerfy number one is the Toronto Blue Jays at the Kansas City Royals at the minus 130. So Cole Reagans had a 2.64 ERA with the Royals last year after the trade. This year, he entered his fifth start with a 1.93 ERA, but he left that game with a 4.32 ERA after allowing seven runs over 1 2/3 innings against Baltimore. Not good, but I do expect better today. On the other side, it's Jose Barrios. He looks like Cy Young material for the Blue Jays this year. A 4-0 record, a 0.85 ERA, and a 1.01 whip. Boy, oh boy, do I wish he was still a Minnesota Twin. KC sticks are a career 245 against Barrios. The Royals rank 9th in OPS against righties. They can hit this season, but I'll always take good pitching over good hitting. Let's get six outs today without a run. Give me the Blue Jays and the Royals. No runs in the first at a minus 130. Next up on the card, it's a Nerfy without a price yet, so I'm going to play this one in the dark. It's the Houston Astros at the Chicago Cubs. I'll post the official number in the show notes once I get it in. It's Javier Assad taking the hill for the Cubbies. A 2.11 ERA, a 1.03 whip. Two or fewer runs allowed in all four starts this season. A career 2.94 ERA. I'll back numbers like that all day long. It's Justin Verlander on the bump for the Astros. He allowed two runs over six innings in his season debut against the Nationals. The Cubs rank 11th in OPS against righties. Bottom half does concern me the most, given the lack of success for Verlander during his rehab starts. But 2014 is the last time Verlander had an ERA over four. Father Time has been kind to him, and hopefully he can get me the first three outs with any damage today. So give me the Astros and the Cubs. No runs in the first inning. Price to be determined. Next up on the card, it's the first game off the board. It's a moneyline wager. I'll take the Milwaukee Brewers at the Pittsburgh Pirates at the minus 125. So the Pirates rank 25th in OPS against righties, and today they face one of the hottest pitchers in the game. It's Freddy Peralta for Milwaukee. Peralta's 2-0 on the season with a 1.90 ERA and a 0.76 whip on the season. Meanwhile, it's Mitch Keller on the bump for the Bucks. He's 2-2 on the season. He has a 4.80 ERA and a 1.47 whip. He's given up four or more runs in three of his five starts. The Brewers rank third in OPS against righties, and Milwaukee hitters are a career 386 against Keller. It's good enough for me to back the Brewers on the money line here. So give me Milwaukee on the money line at the minus 125 against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Next up on the card, we go to my first run line of the day. It's the Minnesota Twins, -1.5, against the Chicago White Sox at the minus 112. So the White Sox are now 3-21 on the season as the Twins won again on Wednesday. Minnesota's looking for the four-game sweep today. I'll lay the number. No handicap required here. We're just going to fade the White Sox. Give me the Minnesota Twins, -1.5, at the minus 112. Next up on the card, well, it's kind of the same story here. Give me the San Diego Padres, -1.5, at the Colorado Rockies at a plus 102. So the Rockies are now 6-19 on the season. Tough not to fade the White Sox and the Rockies at this point. I normally handicap baseball based on the pitching, but not today. I'm in fade mode, and that's all that matters until I get burned enough. Give me the Padres, -1.5, at the Rockies at the plus 102. Then my final run line of the card here today, it's the New York Yankees, -1.5, against the Oakland Athletics at the minus 118. So it's Nestor Cortez, and he kind of looked like Nestor Cortez of 2022, last out tossing seven shutout innings against Tampa Bay to drop his ERA to a 3.41 on the season with a 1.07 whip. Oakland ranks 21st in OPS against lefties this season, so that's all good news for me. Meanwhile, it's Alex Wood getting the call for Oakland. He has an 0-2 record, a 7.89 ERA, and an ugly 2.03 whip on the season. Five starts this year, zero quality starts. So I'll lay the number here. Give me the Yankees, -1.5 against Oakland at the minus 118. And then it's the NFL draft here on Thursday. I don't do a ton with the NFL draft, but I'm going to touch two wagers here, prop bets on the quarterbacks. That's the only position I really know. I know some skill positions, wide receiver, things like that. But for the most part, I kind of have a gut feeling on some quarterback stuff. So here we go. Bet number one, it's J.J. McCarthy. Over 5.5 for the draft position, even money at the plus 100. So most mocks have now moved McCarthy into the top five. I will say this. If my Vikings move into the top five to draft McCarthy, I will not be a happy camper, especially if we had to pay full price. So much talent on that board at other positions. I don't know if anyone will pay the required price to move up into the top five for McCarthy. I think he slips outside of the top five here. So I'm going J.J. McCarthy over 5.5 for the draft position, even money at the plus 100. Then another quarterback here on the board for you. It's Bo Nix over 32.5 draft position. This one's at a minus 135. So now Penix is a minus 400 to go in the first round. So the big question is, are we really going to have six quarterbacks drafted in the first round? I'm not so sure. If it happens, I would expect it to happen basically in the final two picks of the first round. But I'm hoping Bo ends the day as the best available quarterback on the board. He'll go high in the second round, but hopefully he's not going to go in the first round tonight. So give me Bo Nix over 32.5 for the draft position at the minus 135. Both of those props, by the way, by the way, are available on DraftKings. Then Coda Capper Kyle sent me a text message tonight. He has, I believe, five Major League Baseball plays he wants me to share with you. On the money line, he likes the Boston Red Sox plus the 132 at Cleveland. So once again, he's on the Red Sox there, plus the 132. I can't talk tonight. I think I'm in NFL draft mode already. Total here, he has the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs under the 8. That aligns nicely with my Nerfy that I don't have in yet. On the money line, he has the Seattle Mariners, minus the 125 at the Texas Rangers. Another total, he has the San Diego Padres and the Colorado Rockies under the 11. Then a run line, we agree on this one. He has the New York Yankees, minus the 1.5 against Oakland. So those are Coda Capper Kyle's Major League Baseball plays here for Thursday. But let's recap my card for Thursday and see if I can make it. Six straight winning days here on the podcast. NBA, I'm on Orlando, minus the 1.5 against Cleveland. I'm on Philadelphia, minus the 4.5 against New York. I'm on the Lakers, plus the 1 against Denver. Major League Baseball, Nerfy, I'm on the Blue Jays and the Royals. No runs in the first inning at the minus 130. Nerfy, I will be on the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. No runs in the first inning. Price to be determined. We've got to see what the wind is going to be like at Wrigley before they post it. Moneyline, first game off the board. I'm on the Milwaukee Brewers, minus the 125 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. Run lines, Minnesota Twins again, minus the 1.5 against the Chicago White Sox at the minus 112. Run line, I'm on the San Diego Padres, minus the 1.5 at the Colorado Rockies at the plus 102. Run line, I'm on the New York Yankees, minus the 1.5 against the Oakland Athletics at the minus 118. NFL draft, two wagers on the board. J.J. McCarthy, over 5.5 for the draft position, even money at the plus 100. And Bo Nix, over 32.5 draft position at the minus 135. So that's my card for a Thursday. Enjoy the games. Enjoy the NFL draft. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.